pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Brian White from Ubley, and I'm an accounting major at SVSU. It's a great campus, you know, great professors, great classes, and it's been a great experience so far. My accounting classes have been great so far. I really enjoyed my professors, and I did well in both classes. I really enjoy the small class sizes. You get more one-on-one attention with the teachers. And the fact that it's close to home makes it great for me because I have a job back home. I am living on campus. It's been pretty cool. They give you a lot of opportunities to get involved. And there you also meet just a lot of new people. It's a very friendly atmosphere. It's great knowing you have friends wherever you turn.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message. Final score, 27-14. Bass takes the victory. He eliminates Lakers out of the playoffs, and they advance to take on the Harbor Beach Pirates. First, we're going to check in with Dave Hansen, who is going to tell us how he got to this point in this game. Very tight all the way through. Mr. Hansen, take it away.
Well, we'll start right where the second half began, and it didn't seem that way, but on the scoreboard, it was all the Fighting Bees. The big man, Reindress, in for a short touchdown run. The two-point conversion was good. This happened in the third quarter, a 21-14 lead going into the fourth quarter. After some back-and-forth football, Payne on fourth down and 11 caught a touchdown pass from the quarterback Moffitt from 11 yards out. The extra point was wide right, no good, and that was with 44 seconds left in the fourth quarter. That was all of your second half scoring. The final score here, Bath 27, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 14.
And we'd like to give credit to the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers seniors who have played the final game in the Laker uniform in football. Number 5, Wes Trowbridge, the kicker for this team, who's also played soccer. Where is he? Number 23, there he is. The wide receiver, the linebacker, the man who does it all. 5'11", 190 pounds, Steve Kaczynski. Really, when the season started, he was really the only senior on this team, was a leader, has been through it all. And, of course, number 88, Kayla Deering, the three seniors. She's also a tight end on this team. The three seniors who are holding down the Lakers seniorship on a very heavy junior squad got their team back to the playoffs, something they haven't done since 2009. And it's great to have the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers back in the postseason, and they are going to be ready to go next season. A strong JV coming up, a great varsity program returning, especially with all those juniors, all those receivers, the quarterbacks coming back, and especially the running backs.
Well, looking at it, you lose your kicker, which is hard to replace sometimes. You have to go for two probably a lot. Kayla Deering, a special teams specialist, you always have concerns there. And Steve Kaczynski plays a lot of linebacker and does some filling in and running back and on the ends. Outside of that, all of your weapons, Dubes, Diaz, your guys and linebackers, your quarterback Brady Post, the offensive line, the defensive line with McCabe and Fall, and those guys are all going to be back. The JV is really just going to have to chip in here and there and fill in a few holes. There's not many spots on this varsity team that is open or jobs that are looking for jobs. So they're going to be a tough team coming back next year, barring everyone stays healthy and so on and so forth. So, but yes, congratulations to Lakers. I know they're happy to be back into the playoffs. I know Steve Kaczynski and the seniors are happy about that. I'm sure they wanted to win just one more to get to that district championship.
And the Bath Fighting Bees will move on now to take on the Harbor Beach Pirates next week. Game time to be determined. We'll get to the other games in just a second here for you. As far as the stats go for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 37 plays rushing for 230 yards, 4 plays passing for a total of 5 yards, 6 returns on special teams for 69 yards. So offensively, 41 plays, 235 yards. No penalties on offense. Then throwing the special teams for an all-purpose yards of 47 plays, and 304 yards altogether. Individually, Dustin Cady, 4 carries, 63 yards with 1 touchdown. Mauricio Diaz, 19 carries, 62 yards. Number 21, Dubes, 13 carries, 106 yards, and the other touchdown. Passing the ball, Brady Post, he's also negative 1 yard on a tackle for a loss. Brady Post, 1 for 4 for 5 yards in the passing game. Seth Bowles was 0 for 2 in receiving. Dubes is 0 for 1, and Diaz brought in the only pass at the very end there. Special teams returning the ball. Brady Post, 3 returns for 29 yards. Bowles jumped on 1 for no gain, and Diaz, 2 returns for 40 yards. Punting the ball, Dubes, 3 punts for 123 yards in the night, averaging 41 yards. Spectacular special teams from the guy who can do it all already.
That's a pretty impressive stat, really. I know it's punting and it doesn't sound like much, but it's definitely been it was crucial for them in this game because it gave their defense a chance to make some stops and force Bath to drive the entire length of the field, which they did not except for in the fourth quarter.
And now we switch over to the Laker defensive side of things. 49 tackles, 3 for a loss, 2 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 1 recovered fumble, and 3 penalties for 20 yards. Bowles had 3 tackles, Cady with 7, Post with 3, Diaz with 6, Dubes leading all tacklers with 12, Kaczynski with 3, Smith with 2, Fall with 5, McCabe with 4, and Snyder with 3, and 1 unknown tackle. As far as the tackles for a loss, Crone had 1 tackle for a loss for negative 1 yard, and Dubes had 2 for negative 7 yards. The sacks go to Smith and Cady. Smith's was 5 yards, Cady's was 3, and a very impressive front there. Dubes forced the fumble, Crone brought in the fumble, and then the penalties were 20 yards. One was offsetting, and then just a 15-yard late hit, and then a 5-yard offsides, I do believe. As far as the Bath offense goes, 58 plays rushing the ball for 288 yards, 11 in passing for 84 yards, 3 returns on special teams for 24 yards, 69 plays in offense for 372 yards, throwing the all-purpose yards altogether, 72 plays for 396 yards, 9 penalties on offense for Bath for 50 yards. Payne had 9 carries for 25 yards and a fumble. Reindress, the fullback, 22 carries, 142 yards, and he had 1 touchdown. Richardson, number 22, 5 carries, 39 yards. Number 4, Dylan Moffitt, the quarterback coming out of the option, 22 carries, 82 yards, and 2 touchdowns, 39 yards and 10 yards. Passing the ball, though, he was 4 for 11 for 84 yards and 1 touchdown. Payne bringing in that touchdown at the very last bit there. to make it 27-14. Ellsworth, though, the intended receiver in the majority of the night, he was 2 for 4 for 55 yards, and Ryan Dress